Here to help us break this game down is former Flames defenseman Corey Sarich. Corey, how are you today, sir?
Doing not too bad. It's been a bit of a hairy one today, but you get those every now and then.
Yeah, well, we don't have the most uplifting of topics to cheer you up with the Flames today. Another frustrating loss against the Ottawa Senators. I almost don't know where to start because we've been having these same conversations for the last little bit because it's kind of the same things again. What we see last night, it's turnovers, it's the lack of the details, it's the lack of execution. Those things keep popping up for the Flames.
Yeah, it was kind of all the same things that we've been talking about again. It wasn't as dismal as of a performance as the one on, you know, two games ago against Ottawa. The first one where they got shellacked in Ottawa. This had, I guess, a few more positives that you could take from it than that game. But no, overall, it just was a complete letdown again in the second period. I didn't think the first period was incredibly terrible. They had a couple of bad changes. Riddick had to make a few big saves early, but I don't know what was said in between periods in the Ottawa dressing room from periods one through two, but they came out flying. And the part that made me nervous was that the Flames had no answer. Ottawa just seemed to completely dominate the game. And it just seemed like things were moving too fast for the Calgary Flames in that second period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really did. Like it was a tale of two periods where that first period, I think they said on the broadcast, there was 9 shots in a row from the Flames. At one point, shots were 11-4. Things were going okay. And then just something switches when you go from the first to the second in that game, and then shots are 22-6. Like, that blew me away how different the Flames looked from one period to the next.
Yeah, and we have to give Matt Murray credit last night. It was kind of eerie how calm he looked in the first period, and that made me a little nervous for the Calgary Flames. Like, all of his saves were just kind of bang on, and his positioning was so good last night that I was just thinking to myself early, like, it's going to take some pretty incredible shots to beat this guy tonight. And I guess just to add to, I guess I'm paying Ottawa a compliment here. They were the heavier of the team. They played more of a playoff-style game yesterday than the Calgary Flames did. Everybody on their team was bumping. Stützle, however you pronounce his name. Some of their lighter guys, like Norris up front, they were all taking the body. They were all under sticks. They were all physically engaged. And then biggest difference from team to team, if you watch the feet of the Ottawa Senators in the second period, they just completely outskated the Calgary Flames. So a heavier game, a faster game, a sharper game overall. I would say the first period was fairly even, but that second period, they just took off. And makes me nervous, Peter, when I see kind of a playoff style from one team and then the other team can't react.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that has always been the issue with this group going back to the beginning of time with these guys, with the Flames, where regular season's one thing, but once it gets a little bit heavier, it starts to fall off a little bit, and you do see that. And even the guys were talking about this on the morning show, and I know it's something we've talked about a bit too. Even when the Flames are having those, like, they have the opponent on their heels type of shifts, it's all still to the outside, right? Like, there isn't really that attacking in the middle. There isn't that attacking in the dangerous areas. And again, this is happening in the regular season. When it gets down to the playoffs and it's a little bit more difficult to get a call and things get a little bit uglier and a little bit nastier, how are they going to respond? And to your point, last night doesn't give you a whole lot of confidence in that area.
No, it did a little bit of the opposite. There's a few other things I think the Calgary Flames need to work on that were in their game last night. They seem to be having a lot of difficulty, Peter, with the odd-numbered rushes, like even even-numbered rushes, like the three-on-threes and the three-on-twos and the four-on-three rushes last night seem to kind of perplex the Calgary Flames. They keep giving up great chances from the middle. I think they kind of need to go back to basics there. If you're going to get beat anywhere, like you just mentioned, it should be to the outside. And on those couple of big goals in the second for the Ottawa Senators, they were goals that came right from the slot. I mean, one of them was a giveaway by Riddick, and that was their third goal last night. But the other two from Batherson and from Anisimov, I mean, those are right in the prime scoring areas. The Calgary Flames have to do a better job of taking away those areas of the ice.
Now, some of the discussion when people are looking at for reasons why it happens and stuff like that, there are some who are saying that this is the end of a long road trip. They've played a bunch of games in a short amount of time. How much do you think last night was because of fatigue?
Well, I don't really have anything to compare it to because we never had condensed seasons like this. Like maybe it was a little bit condensed the one half season that I played when we were not able to play for the first portion of the year and they jammed in 50 games into the second half of the season. So that would be the only thing I can relate to. But this I think is going to be a grind. This is going to be a season that I don't think you're going to hear a lot of teams, except for the ones that have some success and come out on top, talking too excitedly about. You know, if you're not able to see your teammates on the road, and then you're on the road all the time, and you're only playing the same teams over and over, and it does have to be a little bit exhausting. And I think if it's not the mental fatigue, not the physical fatigue, I think it's mental fatigue too, Peter. Like you've got to be. It's got to be hard to stay upbeat in this scenario because there's not a ton of positives besides the fact that they're playing and competing. But other than that, the world that they know is completely abnormal.
Mm-hmm. Last one for you. The Flames now have a couple of days off before a home game here Thursday against, once again, the Ottawa Senators. What is being said in these couple of days and what's being said like on the flight home? Because again, it feels very doom and gloom and we're hearing more and more frustration through the media. No one calling anyone out or anything like that. But how is the locker room handling these types of struggles here over the next couple of days?
Well, they'll remain focused on a few of the positive things that they did. And from that game, they did have a pretty decent push in the third period, the Calgary Flames. Murray was up to the task. He's made some incredible saves there in the third period. They're going to continue to talk about those little details. I mean, Dave Riddick probably wants one goal back last night. We talk about those other couple goals from the slot off of the rush. Like those are easy fixes. It's just remembering to do it in a game. So they'll be practicing when they get a chance, working on those little things, especially hopefully rush coverage. But it's a locker room. Within the locker room, it's not quite like the sky is falling like it is outside of the locker room. Guys have faith in themselves. Guys have faith in each other. They will go to work every day. You have to remain positive inside the locker room. Or there's no point in showing up, right? If everybody's beaten down, well, it's a lost cause. So that'll be up to Jeff Ward to keep their spirits up. Like I said, focus on a few of the positives. Use your improving in practice as a building block to get to the next game. But again, consistency. Just need consistency in the effort. If you look at last night's game, take from it. We were outplayed at certain portions of that game. It can't happen. So whatever you felt in that second period from last night, if you're starting to feel that again, that better be a signal and a telltale sign that it's time to pick up our play.
I said last one, I lied. This is now the last one. After a long road trip, because again, you haven't probably been on one where it's like 7 days and or 7 games in 12 days or whatever it is, but you've been on long road trips before. Once it's done, is it still like, okay, so we're going out for beers in town? Obviously, they can't do that now, but do you still want to hang out with the guys or you have a couple days off? It's like, I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to think about you. I don't want to talk about you. I just want to be at home, quiet and alone, and just... We'll talk again on Thursday. How is the camaraderie, I guess, after a long road trip where you're just kind of stuck with everyone?
Well, you definitely do get pulled in different directions, obviously, because normally when you're on the road, you see so much of everybody and you choose to see everybody when you can go out for dinners, when you can hang out, do stuff with each other because, hey, this is your immediate family, these guys in the locker room, besides your real family back home. So when you do come off the road, guys with families will be pulled in different directions a little bit. Some of the younger guys, the single guys, they tend to still see a little bit more of each other. But there is a little bit of everyday life that gets in the road, and it's not bad. You do need a break from each other. It's refreshing. It helps you get excited about seeing the guys the next time you do. So it won't be anything too drastic, but I guess the only thing that's looming is always after that road trip when you come home and it's that first game. I don't know how it's become this, especially in the sport of hockey, but it's trying not to have the letdown. And once again, every point is so crucial for the Calgary Flames. They just can't afford to have that happen.
Yeah, we've seen enough letdowns for the next little bit. I think it's time for this team to get on a bit of a roll. Corey, awesome as always, man. Thank you for this, and we'll chat again later in the week.
All right, sounds great, Peter. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one.